It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we study the dispensation of the church, I believe we look to the rapture as the close of the dispensation of the church. In other words, it marks the end when all people who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, all those people who are alive will be taken up, and the dead in Christ shall rise, of course. And this is something that will take place during the rapture of the church. We looked last time in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 5 how that Jesus was born of a woman. He came into this world. And this is something that you and I need to realize, that one day he's not coming back as that little child. He's coming back in the second coming as the king. He's going to rule the world, the nations, with a rod of iron. But before that happens, before his second coming, we see the rapture of the church. And the verse in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 5 is speaking, of course, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of his resurrection. He was caught up. Well, 40 days after his resurrection, we know that Jesus died on the cross and he rose again. But 40 days after his resurrection, the Lord himself was taken up. In Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it says, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Well, once again, some people view this as when Jesus comes back and he touches down, we're taught on the, he comes back and he touches down on the Mount of Olives. And this would be speaking of his second coming. I believe when I look at this, I see the rapture of the church. I see him coming back in the clouds. And as these two men stood by and they said, "Why stand you here gazing into heaven?" They said, "This same Jesus is taken up from you, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go." He went up in the clouds. In other words, he's coming back in the clouds. And these two men who stood by, I believe they were speaking to saved individuals, people who knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I believe that he's speaking of when Jesus comes back in the clouds for the rapture, he will say, "Come up hither." Now, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 9, we see the event that marked the end of our Lord's first coming. He returned back to heaven. And these two angels announced to the disciples that Jesus would come again as the disciples had seen him go. He came the first time, and he will come again for us in the clouds. Jesus is coming for his bride. In John chapter 6 and verse 39, the Bible says, "And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." Well, Jesus Christ is coming for his church. He's coming for his bride. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, now these are words of comfort as we look into the Word of God in John chapter 6 and then John chapter 14. We start reading with verse 1 of John 14. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you," notice these words of Jesus. He said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Jesus Christ is coming for his church so that we can be with him. But I want to point out to you that Jesus Christ himself is a representation of the rapture, because the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 that he was taken up. And that's exactly what's going to happen to those people who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. When he comes back for them in the clouds, they're going to go up. Well, there's another comparison that I see in the Word of God, and that comparison is Enoch. He was removed from the earth before the judgment of the flood. In Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 21 through 24 here, but Enoch is an example of the rapture, I believe. There's some differences, but as we look at this, we can see that there is somewhat of a resemblance here. Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 through 24. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, I believe that we're seeing here a representation of the rapture of Enoch going up to be with God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, it says, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death." Notice the word translated. And I believe that's a representation, once again, that's what's going to happen to us, those of us who are alive and remain. We're going to be caught up with him. We're going to be caught up, translated, to be with the Lord, just as Enoch was. And notice it goes on to say about Enoch was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Well, Enoch was a saved man. He pleased God. And that's the only way any of us ever please God, really, is by trusting Jesus as Lord and Savior. You can say you love God, you just keep saying you love God or you love Jesus Christ. And I've heard people say, "I love Jesus to death." Well, Jesus did die. He died for you, that you could be saved. And as you get saved, you're pleasing God because you have trusted his Son as Lord and Savior. And notice that it says there in verse 5 of Hebrews 11 about Enoch that he pleased God. Now, if you want to please God today, first you get saved. And then after you get saved, if you want to please God, you do what God wants you to do as a saved person. You go forth and give out the Word of God, telling other individuals that Jesus saves, that Jesus wants them to be saved, everybody in this world to be saved. Give out the Word of God. That's how we please God as saved people, is by telling others about Jesus Christ. Well, Enoch was removed from the earth. He was caught up. He was raptured before the judgment came upon the earth. Well, and there are several things that we could look at and several different individuals, but I think of another one, that another comparison of one being caught up and raptured, removed from the earth before dying, would be Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, "And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven." Well, we see Elijah being translated. He went up. Enoch and Elijah went to be with the Lord in somewhat of the same way, but there was a difference. They went up in somewhat of a different way than the bride of Christ will. We will go in the rapture with new bodies fashioned like our Lord's. Now, I do not believe Enoch and Elijah had a body change before they went to be with the Lord. Say, how is that possible? Well, all things are possible with the Lord. He can do whatever he wants to. But I don't believe that they had a body change at that time. In fact, I believe Enoch and Elijah will be the two witnesses we find in the book of Revelation, who come from God to preach during the tribulation, at least part of the tribulation. Enoch and Elijah will die for their witness of Christ. That's another reason I do not believe they had a body change like we will have when we go up into the rapture. They will die for their witness of Christ. And the Bible speaks of their dead bodies lying in the street of Jerusalem. after they are killed. Certainly, if they had new bodies fashioned like our Lord's, eternal bodies, then their bodies would not die and be lying in the streets. So therefore, I believe that Enoch and Elijah went up to be with God in their bodies. They did not die. They had their human bodies. How did that happen? Well, once again, God can do anything. God protected them as they went up, and they're still there. But I believe they're coming back during the tribulation period. Enoch and Elijah left the church in their, they left the earth in their human, unchanged bodies. Now, they didn't leave the church. They left the earth in their unchanged human bodies. And those who go up in the rapture will have new bodies fashioned like our Lord's. Well, when we come back to the earth with the Lord, and we're coming back, by the way, after we go up, we're coming back. You say, oh, I don't want to come back. Well, there'll be a lot of changes taking place. But when we do come back with the Lord, and Bible teaches us that we are coming back with him when he sets up his millennium, we will be in our new bodies that cannot be killed because we have a new body fashioned like our Lord's. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What comforting words these are. Not only are we going to see the Lord, but we're going to have new bodies fashioned like his. Now, we're not going to be a little Jesus, but we're going to have a body fashioned like Jesus, and we're going to be with him forever. Well, Enoch and Elijah did not receive new bodies when they went to heaven the first time. And we read of them in the Old Testament. Enoch and Elijah's bodies will die during the tribulation, according to Revelation chapter 11, verses 3 through 12. Well, one other individual that I'd like to look at before we close this lesson is, I want to look at Paul the Apostle. Paul said he knew a man such as one caught up to the third heaven. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2, Paul says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And then we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4. He says, how that he, that's the man that was caught up, he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Oh, the things were so great that I believe Paul the Apostle went up, whether in spirit, whether in body, whether whatever, I don't know. But when he got there, when he saw things, he couldn't speak of them because they were so wonderful. It was unspeakable. And heaven is so great. Heaven is so wonderful. But the best thing about heaven is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we go up to be with him, we're going to see him as he is. And we're going to worship at his feet. We're going to say things that we cannot say here because we're going to have a new body, and it's going to mean so much more when we're with our Lord and Savior and we're worshiping him in person.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.